because we all want to make money. We ain't in business just to look cute and to have a title. We are here to make some money, honey. So you have to make sure that your brand makes sense, your channels, your marketing makes sense, and how you're producing your content, and then also being consistent in it. Podcast. It's your hostess with the mostest, Maisha, and this is a place where we celebrate creators, entrepreneurs, and those who are making waves in the creator economy and beyond. These are the people who are creating brands, creating multi-million dollar companies online, and you can do it too. So this is a place where we start to get those tools, those gems, where you can be successful as well. This episode is sponsored by our Keys to the Culture podcast itself, because we do have our hoodies in stock in red, blue, and black. So if you are a community member and you want to help celebrate this show and show your support, purchase today on our website on keystotheculturepodcast.com and you get 5% discount. So today we want to talk about context in your content. Now, the reason I brought this up, because there's a lot of people that I talk to. I'm a consultant. I specialize in marketing and branding. I teach creators how to build brands and teach brands how to engage like creators online through my agency, the Brand Suite Agency. And a lot of the questions I get from clients all the time is, how can I create content? How can I create content that connects? How can the content that I create convert? Now, if you don't know what convert is, converting means converting them to leads. And you want those leads to turn into paying customers. Now, let me give you a breakdown what a lead is, because I know some people are going to be like, what is a lead? So a lead is someone who's actively engaging in your content, who's interested in learning more about a product or a service or just supporting in general. Those are the people that's going to go to your website. They're going to click the link in your bio. They're going to want to know more information. Those are the people DMing you, right? So to get them from being a lead, someone of interest, to an actual paying customer, it comes down to a handful of different things that we're going to talk about today. I'm going to give you some gems, some tools. So make sure you tune in to the end of the video. Don't be skipping. Don't be watching half of it and then come back. I need you to sit, watch this whole thing in its entirety. But before we do that, make sure you like, subscribe, and comment below. Comment. If you have questions, comment below, because I will definitely get back to you and give you an answer. Now, let's talk about context in your content. So what does that mean? That means providing some depth. That means getting something of value. What is your value proposition? What makes you unique? How can you position your product or your service in a way that sparks interest with people? Now, a lot of people like to jump into creating content, but we have to look at it this way. It's not just about creating content. It's about creating valuable content that people can take something away from it, whether that be information, education, or it is to create new customers. But in order for you to make new customers, you have to create a safe space for them to feel comfortable buying from you, right? So you create a community. Now your community are your core audience, people who buy into what you do. They buy into you. A lot of times when people follow a page or they're interested in a product or service, they buy into the person or the brand that is marketing to them. So like any product, if we look at Rihanna, everybody loves Rihanna. Rihanna is amazing. She was a musical artist because we ain't heard her music in a while, but she's a musical artist. And she's also the founder of Fenty. So Savage Fenty. So with that being said, if she wasn't a person who created a community around her brand, her personal brand, also in creating a brand of physical products, people wouldn't buy from her. There are people who are online who have thousands and even millions of followers but can't sell you one t-shirt. Why is that? Because people don't be trusting you. If I don't trust you and you're a person who talk to me about relationships 24/7, but then you're trying to sell me a brand new coffee that you created. How did that connect with your brand? So we need to get to the basics of your brand first. One of the first things I always tell my clients is to build a healthy, strong brand. And I'm not going to go into detail on branding tonight, but branding is really important before you get to the next step of marketing it out on these different channels. And when I mean channels, that means different ways are you going to connect with your audience. That can be via social media. We all know social media channels. That'd be YouTube, that'd be Instagram, that'd be Twitter, that et cetera, et cetera. Or you can go through the channels of a funnel through email marketing, a digital marketing campaign, different touch points, landing pages, et cetera, et cetera. It can go on and on of different ways that you connect with your audience through marketing channels. But the first step always is to build a healthy, strong brand, because if you have a healthy, strong brand, it's going to be easy for you to come up with concepts and ways of connecting with your core audience, because you know who your audience is. You know what language to use. You know what tone of voice to use. You know what images that you're going to come up with to convey through messaging what your brand is and how they can connect with it and create those heartstrings. You know, people love to connect with brands and people that they can relate to. That's why storytelling is so important, right? So when it comes to having context to your marketing, it really comes down to really having a strong brand and understanding who you are, who you serve, and what you believe in. Now, if you want to know more about branding, go to my personal page, and I've had several videos about branding. And I also will have some more things coming out about that. And if you want to book a consultation, you know, you can do that through the Brand Suite. And we also have some classes coming up that are going to be super beneficial for you. That's going to talk about branding, marketing, content creation, how to go from growth to sustainability in your business. Because it's not just all about growing. When people think about growth and sustainability, they get them a bit confused. But we'll talk about that as we move along with our classes. But tonight and today, we want to talk about the context in your content. So in order to do that, I always say you have to have value. What value are you giving your audience? What can they take away from it? Even if you're not selling something to them right now, you're just building a community. You want to create content that connects with people, right? So storytelling is one of those really important things that a lot of brands use to connect with their audience and to connect with their core audience. So if I am a Nike's women's department and we're selling new workout clothing, right? And our core audience, our target audience that we're going for are 18 to 25, right? And we're looking for those young women that we want to connect with and we want to build community around this brand. Say I connect with Megan Thee Stallion because she got some new products going with Nike. So I connect with Megan Thee Stallion and we are like, okay, we about to launch this campaign. But we need to connect with young women to get them excited about it. Not only do we have the influencer marketing, which is Megan, but we also want to talk about how to create a community around this brand that makes people feel welcome. Then you have brands that will be inclusive to cater to body imaging, because a lot of times through history, body shaming and models that have been used for a lot of different brands have been very thin, white, and doesn't appeal to everybody. So if I have a more inclusive campaign and create a community of women within that age range, 18 to 25, who are all about body positivity, about loving themselves, and we show through images young women of different shapes and sizes and cultures that can connect to this brand and create dialogue around it, create activations of different ways that they can connect with the brand, pop-ups. Then you create images and campaigns that connect with those young women, speaks to them in a voice that they understand, talk to them about how this particular product or this campaign or this particular campaign with Megan Thee Stallion would make them look good in the outfit. It doesn't matter your shape or size. Y'all all gonna look good. We got all these colors. It doesn't matter if you are this, that, and a third, but this is how it makes it feel. Then interview and connect with young women, engage with them, talk to them online, get their feedback on the products. Then they feel like they're involved in the brand, like they're helping that brand grow as a unit. And people want to feel connected. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. And if you have a brand or a product or service that can do that in a way and build community around it, you create a niche. They like to say niche, but niche, where it's a particular segmented market that caters to a particular target audience. So I'm sure there's a target audience out there that are vegans. Okay, we're going to talk about vegans. Say there's a particular target audience that are vegan-based, everything vegan. They don't want nothing animal products, not even their clothes. That is an extreme niche market. But I'm pretty sure there's a product or service that can particularly cater to those particular people. Just like people who may be lactose intolerant. Well, I know we have so many different types of milk. But if they're lactose intolerant and these particular people can have plant-based milk and they can't have dairy, regular dairy, but they need a plant-based milk. And this milk is a particular milk that will not cause any issues, you know, digestively. And it's something that's easily digestive to them. It tastes great. Then you can market to a particular people. So it's different ways that you can show up online and market to your particular niche and create content around it. The context part of it is making sure that your brand connects to the images. That's through video, that's through flyers, that's through copy, which is the text that we write in our captions. We like to call them copy, which is the writing. Then also keywords that you use on those texts, those captions, as well as the website. Buzzwords that you're using when you're funneling them through from lead to paying customer, and creating that system in your business where you can take someone from just watching a video to a lead to a paying customer, a continuously supporting customer. In different ways they can connect beyond that. They can sign up for your newsletter. They become a member. You can create a membership program. There's different ways. I can go deep, but I ain't gonna do it because I'm here all day. But with that being said, when we talk about having context, what are you offering the person? What is your value proposition? What separates you from any other brand that's similar to yours? If they buy into your brand or your service, what's in it for them? What do I get back from this? Why would I buy your t-shirt? Just like, why would you buy a Keys to the Culture podcast hoodie? Well, I'm going to tell you why. If you buy a Keys to the Culture podcast hoodie, it contributes to us continually making helpful content just like the one that you're watching tonight. And we'll be able to shoot our podcast. We're able to hire new people to help us on our team. We're able to provide additional services for our listeners, and it helps put money back into a black business, which y'all all love to support, that actually is doing something actionable in our community, building courses, building resources, making connections and partnerships with the right people, and to bring the information to you. So that's a reason why you will support Keys to Culture podcast. But for you and your brand, why will people buy into your brand? What's the reason behind why they will buy something from you? And then if you cannot properly connect your community to your brand, and it's not the messages that you're putting out does not make sense. If I'm talking about apples and I'm trying to sell you oranges, it doesn't make sense, right? So this is why you see so many people have all these powerful audiences, but those people still won't show up to their events. They won't buy anything from them because they have not properly connected with them. And if you're selling me something that's totally opposite from what you create your content, it makes no sense. Why would I buy something particular from you when it has no connectability to the content that you create? So there's different styles of creating content. There's comical content. I like to do a little comedy in mine, make people laugh. Then there's content that's more straightforward, educational, look right into the camera, one camera. There's document style. There's more of a skits that people do. There's more of text on the screen. People like to do those type of content. Different styles of content. All great. All can go viral. All can make an impact. But in you making that particular content, how does that connect with your brand? How is that visually being able to connect with your brand, convey the messaging that you want to put out to the world in a way that will trigger someone into action and to be a paying customer? If that doesn't make sense and people are not getting the gist of that, most likely they will not buy from you and or they'll be more hesitant. In addition, you have to be an authority in your space. If I'm in an educational space and I'm talking about grants, right? If I'm not a professional grant writer, and I don't have experience, I don't have customers that can give testimonials to my services, what am I doing? I'm just regurgitating information I heard someone else talk about, regurgitating things that I've seen on Google. I Googled it real fast. I went on YouTube real fast and I got that information, but I cannot properly give you that service at a high level because that's not my ministry, right? So you got to make sure you abide in your ministry. You stay in your lane. Don't you swerve. You start swerving, that's when you get all these people scamming folks that happened through the pandemic. That's another topic. But what I'm saying is it has to make sense. If it does not make sense, people are not going to buy. And people are not going to connect with the content that you're creating. So making sure when you create content, you research your audience, you understand your target audience, you have a strong brand and foundation to where you can create content that makes sense with the same messaging, the same tone, and that actually is producing results. If I am a car company and I want to sell my car, I need to know who my target audience is. I need to understand my brand fully to capacity. I need to figure out what style of content I want to create. Then also, I need to research, looking at other people who are doing the same thing. Look at other car companies. I'm not saying copy and paste, but you can take what they're doing, see what their recipe is and how they are being successful online and creating engaging content, how successful they are in gaining followers, how successful they are in getting top sales. Look at their recipe. You don't have to copy and paste what they're doing, but you can take from what they're doing and figure out what's going to work for you based on what you know about your audience. A lot of people don't like to do the research. They just like to do, throw stuff out there, and then get upset if ain't nobody buying or supporting you. But if it doesn't make sense, I don't understand the product, I don't understand the service, I don't see the need for me to purchase or buy or support, then why would I? I don't even trust you as an authority in your space, boo-boo. So we got to get to the point where we're creating things that make sense for us and our brands. So that's a little nugget for you. Context to your content, making sure it makes sense, making sure that it's connecting, making sure that you can funnel people through to become paying customers, because we all want to make money. We ain't in business just to look cute and to have a title. We are here to make some money, honey. So you have to make sure that your brand makes sense, your channels, your marketing makes sense, and how you're producing your content. And then also being consistent in it. You have to be consistent. I'm talking to myself as I'm talking to you. Be completely consistent. And consistent doesn't mean I have to show up every day 5 times a day. Absolutely not. Create your own schedule. See what works for you. See what times, days work for your audience, if they're more active, and start producing content out. Look at your metrics. Look at your data, your analytics, and figure out what is working for you and your audience. How are they responding to things? Are they engaging? Are they liking? Are they sharing? And if they are, then okay, this formula works for this particular audience. Let me keep doing this. Do some research. for 90 days to 120 days, get some feedback from people, and I can still be able to push out that content on a consistent basis and not feel like I'm drained, I'm tired, I'm fatigued from creating content, but I feel so comfortable coming on camera, I don't even need a script. Just like today, I didn't need a script. I knew exactly what I was talking about. So you have to get comfortable to where you are an expert in your area, expert in your brand, that you can speak to it in a way that nobody else can. And then you can understand how to properly convey yourself on camera. Or you can do a voiceover. It don't even have to show your face. You can do a voiceover. But you can properly push out your brand, product, service in a way that people connect, build community, and you can start making some money. So thank you so much for tuning in to Keys to Culture Podcast. Please follow us on all social media channels at Keys to Culture Podcast. Go to keystoculturepodcast.com to look at some of our videos. We're going to have some behind the scenes things, and we also have some other resources on there as well. We have a free content creation book for you online. Make sure you check that out. Also, are you looking for grants? We have grant writers available to help you and assist you in achieving grant success. Make sure you go on Keys to Culture Podcast or thebrandsuiteagency.com to download our free grant readiness checklist. And I will see you soon. Thank you so much for continuing supporting. Make sure you subscribe, because I'll see you again. I'll see you soon. Psst, you, come here. Yes, you. Have you been struggling to stay consistent with your content? We've all been there. You told yourself you was going to post about a year ago, but you have yet to post today. But don't worry, I got you covered. Introducing the Ultimate Content Calendar Blueprint. It is a guide that will show you how to stay consistent with your content for the next 30 days and beyond. It's filled with tips, tools, and ideas to help you take your content to the next level. And guess what? It's completely free. So don't wait, because it's going to go out fast. So make sure you download the Content Calendar Blueprint today.